This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I'm with Delaine Johnson. Delaine, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Well, you are with the Quad County Corn Processors, and what the ethanol has seen over the past several years since you've gone into production is that you are definitely a future forward-thinking ethanol plant. And you are actually the first ethanol plant in the country to adopt and test Enogen seed corn. So can you talk a little bit about Enogen and how it's affecting your production in the plant?
Yes, we started using Enogen in our facility full-time on January 8, 2013. And the things that we're seeing to date are we have been able to reduce our energy cost by approximately 5%. Because of being able to put more starch in every fermenter. In addition to that, we've seen the ethanol yield per bushel of corn increased by approximately 1% at this point. And 2012's corn crop was very weather stressed this year. We're optimistic that we'll see that kind of results or better as we get to a more normal weather pattern corn crop as we do the harvest here in 2013. But those are our early on results that we're seeing and are very pleased with the results to date.
Now, you made an announcement recently that you're breaking ground on a cellulosic bolt-on technology to the plant. Will you be able to use the Enogen corn through all facets of this facility even after you add the cellulose component?
Yes, Enogen will continue to be a big part of Quad County Corn Processors even after we start the cellulosic component of our facility up. We continue to need an alpha amylase to convert the starch to sugars, which then can be eaten by the yeast to make alcohol, and that's what Enogen does for us. So we will continue to use Enogen in the same fashion that we have to this point.
So I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, you know, how well has Enogen been in terms of a partner? Have they really been in this with you all the way and worked with you on opportunities and challenges, especially as you go into adding the cellulosic technology?
The Syngenta group and the Enogen team have been fantastic to work with. They actually are part of our team looking for ways to extract more value by utilizing Enogen. They actually bring a trailer on site and do some additional testing, and they're another set of eyes and ears to consult with for our staff. And our staff does a great job with the Enogen, but it is nice to have another group of people to bounce ideas off of as we look for being able to squeeze more out of every kernel of corn.
Well, that's a huge issue in the ethanol industry right now, and you guys have really shown that that can be done. What's your advice for these ethanol facilities who are following you, both on your announcement recently about the new cellulosic facility and about your efforts with Enogen?
Well, there's a lot of very right ways to move forward in the ethanol industry, and I guess my only thought would be to be looking at, you know, what you want your facility to be 3 to 5 years down the road and try to understand what that path forward would be and follow it. You know, in Quad County's case, we're utilizing Enogen and we're utilizing our ACE technology, and that is a fantastic move for us. Not saying that's the only right answer, but it is right for us.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.